Track 2. Listening, Part 2. Sentence completion.
Hi, I'm Martin James, and I'm going to be talking to you today about sports psychology, and in particular, about one influential sports writer. When I was at school, I belonged to the non-sporty group of kids. I had plenty of enthusiasm, but absolutely no sporting ability. As a consequence, I was never picked for a team or ever really encouraged by the teachers, although I'd love to have been a footballer. In those days, only those who were naturally talented joined teams and entered competitions. Today, fortunately, things are different, and someone whose ideas have influenced a lot of people is Matthew Syed, a former Olympic athlete. Syed believes that natural talent only plays a small part in a sports person's success. The important thing is the number of hours that you practice. A lot of people think that child prodigies, kids that become brilliant at sport or even music very early on, like Mozart or the skateboarder Ryan Scheckler, had unusual talent. But apparently, Mozart put in about 3,500 hours of practice before the age of 6.5. Syed says that the magic number is about 10,000 hours. If you spend that long practicing something, you're going to be seriously successful. And a lot depends on how young you start. In tennis, the famous Williams sisters started when they were just 3 years old, and Tiger Woods, the amazing golfer, was hitting golf balls 1 year earlier, age two. Age is very important when it comes to sporting success, according to Syed. This is not because we become less talented as we get older, but because we have more distractions and we can't put in the hours. Also, there is the need to earn a living, which restricts us somewhat. Another vital factor that contributes to success in sport is opportunity. Syed himself was only one of several excellent table tennis players to make it to the very top, just from the street where he grew up. How could this have happened if it were all down to talent alone? The reason he gives is that all these players happen to share a wonderful coach. He considers himself very lucky. Another famous sports person, Andre Agassi, has also written about his success. In the famous tennis star's book, Open, he describes how both he and his brother had exactly the same opportunities and encouragement from their parents, but only Andre went on to be a success. Wasn't it because he had more talent than his brother? This contradicts Syed's theories in his own book, Bounce. Perhaps it was just that Agassi got in more practice hours. Another interesting thing that Syed mentions is the mystery of choking. This is when top sports people give a terrible performance at a very important time in a game or match. Greg Norman, the Australian golfer, famously had a crisis in the final round of the United States Masters in the 1990s when he was easily in the lead. And Syed himself did something similar at the Olympic Games in Australia. This is apparently quite common, and Syed explains that it is a result of pressure. One answer is to pretend to yourself that the results don't matter, or, as the South African-born English cricketer Kevin Peterson says, it's destiny, and what will be, will be. Others rely on superstition to get them through. Tennis player Rafael Nadal famously has routines that he must go through, and his water bottle must be in the same place every match. Whether you agree with Syed's ideas or not, Bounce is a fascinating book to read, and it may change the sporting futures of many kids. Too late for me, unfortunately.